I thought I would talk about the topic of showering on Yontiv, which is a little less of an emergency topic for us Israelis than it was 2 weeks ago before the three-day Rosh Hashanah. But always an exciting topic. And with Simchas Torah coming up, and some people are keeping multiple days of Yontiv. So an important topic. I don't know if I can do it justice in 5 minutes, but I'll try to say this as clearly and succinctly as possible. As follows. The Mishnah says in Maseches Beis on Daf Chaf Aleph that it is permitted to heat up water on Yom Tov to wash one's face and hands and feet, according to Beis Hillel. The reason for this is that we know we have a Heter Ochel Nefesh, which allows us to do certain malachas for food preparation on Yom Tov, and Beis Hillel holds that Mitoch Shehutra Litzorach Hutra Nami Shelo Litzorach, which means that if it's permitted for food preparation, it's also permitted for any other Yom Tov need, so washing your hands and your face and your feet is a Yom Tov need, and therefore it's permitted to heat up water on Yom Tov to do so. However, the implication of the Mishnah is that it's only permitted to heat up water to wash your face, hands, and feet, but not to heat up your whole body. And this is made clear as well in the Mishnah Maseches Shabbos and Daf Lamed Ches, which says that if the water is heated up on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to bathe in it. And the question is, why not? If we hold of Mitoch, and that's good enough to heat up the water for your face and your hands and your feet, so why not for the rest of your body? In addition, there is another factor involved, which is the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Mem. And the Gemara says that Chazal made a gzera, often known as gzeras ha-merchatz, merchitzos, or gzeras ha-balonim, which is that on Shabbos, you're not allowed to even bathe in water, in hot water, that was heated up before Shabbos, and that's because the bathhouse attendants would heat it up on Shabbos and claim that they heated up before Shabbos. They said, no bathing on Shabbos, even in water that was heated up before Shabbos. And part of the discussion is there any relevance of this gzeira to Yom Tov? So there are two basic opinions, groups, schools of thought in the Rishonim. One opinion is the Rif and the Rambam, and the majority view in the Rishonim seems to be like the Rif and the Rambam, and they say as follows. En Ochinami, on a Deoraisa level, on the level of Torah law, there's no problem with heating up water on Yom Tov to bathe one's entire body, just like to bathe, to wash your hands and your face and your feet. But Chazal made gzeira. They applied the gzeiras habalonim on Shabbos to water that was heated up even before Shabbos, and on Yom Tov they applied it to water that's heated up on Yom Tov. But they didn't go since really midaraisa nothing's aser on Yom Tov. They didn't go so far as to say you cannot bathe in water that was heated up before Yom Tov. So the opinion of the Rif and the Rambam is you're allowed to bathe on Yom Tov in water that was heated up before Yom Tov. You're not allowed to heat up water on Yom Tov in order to bathe. This is the psak of the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Kuf Yud Aleph. Tosis disagrees with this, and Tosis and the Rosh say it's not mistaber that they were gozer Yom Tov atu Shabbos. It must be, and the way they read the Gemara is that you're not even allowed to bathe on Yom Tov in water that was heated up before Yom Tov. So they claim it must be that it's aser mid d'oraisa to heat up water on Yom Tov, to bathe your whole body. Why is that? What about mitoch? So mitoch only applies to something which is shavah l'chol nefesh, which is something that is applicable to everyone. Everyone is involved in this activity. As opposed to something which is not shavah l'chol nefesh, which it's a luxury. It's not something that people do on a regular basis. Bathing one's whole body is a luxury. It's for tanug. It's not for health. It's not something that people normally do. In those days, people only bathed on a very infrequent basis. And therefore, it's aser midaraisa to heat up the water on Yom Tov, to bathe your whole body. And therefore, the Chazal made exera, that's aser even to bathe in hot water on Yom Tov that was heated up from before Yom Tov. And this is the psak of the Ramban Shulchan Aruch there in Tov Kuf Yud Aleph. And he says, on Yom Tov, it's aser even to bathe in hot water that was heated up before Yom Tov. Now, there is an obvious argument that one could make that Bisman Azeh, it is Shavah L'chol Nefesh. People shower all the time in hot water, and we consider it something which is necessary for health. It's not a luxury. It's not just for Tanug. It's something that everyone does on a very regular basis, and therefore it should be Shavah L'chol Nefesh. And not only that, but Tosas are of the opinion that Chazal didn't make any Xeris on Yom Tov Atu Shabbos. They only made Xeris on Yom Tov to protect from an Isur D'oraisa on Yom Tov. So Tosas might hold that Bisman Azeh, everything's mutter. Maybe they would hold that it's us that it's mutter even to heat up the water on Yom Tov, to bathe on Yom Tov. And if there are more passings like Tosas, so then let the party begin. We can all go ahead and shower, take hot showers on Yom Tov. On the other hand, not so fast. Maybe Tosas could possibly hold that Chazal wouldn't have made Gzeirah of Yom Tov Atur Shabbos. But Lamaisa, since they thought, since Bizmanehem, it was Aser Midaraisa to heat up the water on Yom Tov, so they made Gzeirah that you're not allowed to even bathe in hot water that was heated up before Yom Tov. But even if we don't say that, is it so clear that the Ramah is passing like Tosos, or maybe the Ramah is being Machmir for Tosos? But the Ramah would also be Machmir the other way for the Rif and the Rambam, and most Rishonim, and therefore he would say, you're only allowed to bathe in water on Yom Tov, on hot water, that was heated up before Yom Tov. And if that's the case, so then we have to come go along and take a look at the mitzius, Bizman Hazeh. Who's taking a hot shower in water that was heated up before Yom Tov? It's almost never the case. Usually it was heated up on Yom Tov, either in a Dut Shemesh electric boiler, whatever the case may be. Not only that, when you take the hot water out of the boiler, so then new cold water comes in and it gets heated up on Yom Tov. So you're heating up water on Yom Tov because you want to take a shower. So that should be Aser L'chol HaDeis. Forget about it, even for Sfardim. No hot showers on Yom Tov for anybody. So when the dust settles, there are three basic shitas in the modern day poskim and svarim. One shita says anochanami that we should not take any hot showers on Yom Tov, and you're letting in cold water into the boiler, and that's heating it up on Yom Tov itself, and that should be a problem. And forget about it. And, you know, some svarim bring this piskei tshuvas and others, etc. On the opposite extreme, Rav Avadia Yosef is super mekel. He says that you can basically do whatever you want. It depends what kind of water heating system you have. If you have, let's say, the Yonkers system, which basically, you know, when you turn on the hot water, so then it lights a pilot light into like a whole big fire and it heats it up on the spot. And then when you turn it off, it also lowers the flame and puts it out. So then that, even he would agree that's usher. But he says as follows: we hold that it's only usher to heat up water on Yom Tov, but you're allowed to bathe in hot water that was heated up before Yom Tov. And here's a very interesting line, which actually Shmir Shabbos also seems to accept this part of it, that water that was heated up even on Yom Tov without the act of a human being, like in a Dud Shemesh or an electric boiler that's just working on its own, or a Shaon Shabbat, he says that counts like water that was heated up before Yom Tov. And therefore you can bathe in that too. What about the fact that when you take out hot water, new cold water is going to come in? So since the whole issur of heating up water on Yom Tov anyway is the Rabbanon, he says it's a psik reisha, de lo ichpas lei, they grama of an issur de Rabbanon, and it's mutter, and therefore it's no problem whatsoever. And the Sefer Pnina Halacha brings this as well, even for Ashkenazim, and he says you can take if you have these types of water systems, you can take a hot shower on Shabbos. I heard this in the name of Rav Lior, although I couldn't track down his Sefer, but that's on the other side. And there's a middle of the road shita, which I think makes a lot of sense, which is to assume that maybe not to go so far that you could even heat up the water, as it's a double kula to assume that the water that was heated up on Yom Tov without the act of a person counts as heated up before Yom Tov, and to assume that any water you bring in is mutter through this psik reisha. So to assume that in theory if the water was heated up before Yom Tov, that would be okay. The only concern we have bizmanenu is the shita of the Rif and the Rambam and the Mechaber, which we should be machmir for. But on the other hand, so we should take into account that you cannot heat up water on Yom Tov. However, even within the Gzeres HaBalonim, there are certain built-in kulas. So for example, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Hilchos Shabbos that the Gzeres HaBalonim never applied to people who are chole, or even if they're not chole, if they're mitztayer. That's quoted from Rebbe Akiva Eiger in the Be'er HaLacha. So according to that, it would be, if the only problem, even with heating up water on Yom Tov nowadays, again, depending on your heating system, is Gzeres HaBalonim. So even that would be mutter in the case of a person who's mitztayer. If a person is extremely, some people are jumping out of their skin if they can't take a hot shower, I would think that for them it would be mutter to take the hot shower on Yom Tov, bizman hazeh, with these types of systems. And similarly, the Rav Schefter is quoted as saying that anyone could take if it's lukewarm. There's a question of if the Gzeres HaBalonim was applied only to hot or even to lukewarm. Some say that the whole gzer never applied in such cases. So that would be a possible heter as well within the middle shita for anyone to take a lukewarm, or for people who are very very uncomfortable to be able to take the hot shower. So a range of shitas, and I guess a person can consult with whoever they normally consult with, and we should have a chag sameach and a great day.